Good morning, everybody. And today we're going to carry on with our Passion series from Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 14 and 15 and 16, concerning the Passion, Suffering, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And today is going to be lesson 4, Mark chapter 14, verses 43 to 72. And the key verse is verse 14, verse 62. I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Today we're gonna have a reading by a young lady, my daughter Hope. Hope, can you say a few things about yourself?
I am 12 years old and I'm in 7th grade at Glen Rosette Middle School.
That's beautiful. Now, can you read this passage, Mark 14, verses 43 to 72?
Yes, I can. Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them, the one that kisses the man, arrest him and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, Rabbi, and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Am I leading a rebellion, said Jesus, that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man, wearing nothing but a linen garment, was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all of the chief priests, elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple and made with human hands, and in 3 days we will build another, not made by hands. Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses, he asked. You have heard this blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, Prophesy. And the guards took him and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. You are also with that Nazarene Jesus, she asked. But he denied it. I don't know or understand what you were talking about, he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, This fellow is one of them. Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, I don't know this man you are talking about. Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me 3 times. And he broke down and wept.
Thank you, Hope. Very clear reading. Thank you. And now Hope and myself will sing a duet, Lead Me to Calvary. Okay?
King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony. Lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guarded thee whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony. Lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even the cup of grief to share, thou hast borne up for me. Lest I forget thy memory, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
Very angelic hope. Thank you. Title today's message is, Daily Bread Message is Jesus' Testimony to the Sanhedrin. Mark 14, verses 43 to 72, key verse, verse 62. I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the gospel that saves us from our sins and makes us whole again. Thank you for the healing and the wisdom that you give us when we hold on to you by faith. Please reveal Jesus and your life-giving gospel to the young people of this nation, that they may walk in your ways and dwell in your kingdom and enter into eternal life and know your love. Lord, I pray that you may plant your word in my heart. Thank you, Lord, and I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Part 1. Jesus was betrayed and arrested. Verses 43 to 52. Judas led an armed mob to Jesus. The traitor's signal was ironically a kiss, a sign of affection. Jesus did not repel him, but wanted him to repent and come to saving faith. The hardest betrayal is a betrayal from a friend. Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. He tried his best to dissuade Judas from his tragic path, even offering him a piece of bread at the Last Supper. This represented Jesus offering up himself to Judas. He was making himself vulnerable and available to Judas. But Judas rejected the love of God, and Satan captured his heart. He committed himself to his evil course, and now the time had come for him to betray his close friend, Jesus. Betrayal hurts. Sometimes we think that our family or close friends will stick by us through thick and thin. We think that if we try to love and serve our neighbors, they will respond in kind. But this is not always the case, especially when it comes to matters of Christian faith. We get quickly criticized and abandoned, not knowing why. Betrayal does not make sense. But it is at this time that we need to turn to Christ and abide in Him. We must identify with Jesus and know that with every betrayal, there are opportunities to learn from Him and know the heart of God. We must also know that Jesus is a friend that will never betray us. Even when we are not faithful friends to Jesus and fall into sin, He is right there by our side, helping us in our time of need, patiently waiting and watching and hoping in us and applying the healing balm that heals our hearts and souls. He whispers truth into our ears and helps to guide and strengthen us. He is our faithful friend that never, ever betrays. A brief mention about Peter. He tried to protect Jesus with his human strength. He loved Jesus and wanted to help Jesus to not be captured. His actions reveal that he did not really understand Jesus at all and what Jesus was about to do. It was the will of the Father that Jesus would be arrested. This shows that we need to know God and the gospel and God's plan and God's ways and apply it to our love and our love can be misguided and misdirected at times. 2. Jesus was tried by the Sanhedrin, verses 53 to 65. Jesus was tried by the Jewish high court while Peter watched secretly. Many testified against him, but their testimonies did not agree. The high priest asked Jesus about the testimonies, but Jesus remained silent. The fact that the testimonies did not agree was more than enough reason to let Jesus go. They were not even abiding by their own laws. They were not even to try Jesus at night, but this is what they did. Kind of like a kangaroo court. Jesus went through such unjust sufferings, but he did not argue about it or try to defend himself. He knew that everything was unfolding according to the Father's plan perfectly. Satan thought he was winning, but he was being defeated by Jesus and Jesus' humble submission and obedience. So the high priest asked him directly, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus replied in verse 62, "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming in the clouds of heaven." Jesus knew who he was, who he is. Jesus is the Christ who will come again in glory. They were gloating in insidious glee, thinking they were trying Jesus as a blasphemer, but actually, they were on trial by the way they were responding to the Christ. One day they would have to face the judge of the living and the dead and answer for all they have done to Christ. They all condemned him for blasphemy, which is worthy of the death penalty. Here we can see that Jesus did not try to save himself. He knew that his statement would seal his fate. He knew that he would be crucified, but he was not afraid to state the truth. We need this kind of attitude and boldly declare, "Yes, I believe in Jesus. I am his follower. I want to live by the truth of God and by the gospel and expand the kingdom of God and make disciples of all nations." This may not make us popular. It may seal the fate of many of our friendships, but it is the way of God. 3. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, verses 66 to 72. Jesus' bold "I am" testimony is in great contrast to Peter's denials of Jesus. Why? It was because Peter did not pray as Jesus prayed. He was not submitted in his heart at this time to the will of God. He was still trying to save himself. We too, if we are not submitted to the will of God on our lives, will end up denying Jesus at one point, because Jesus draws us to himself and pleads with us to take the narrow way that leads to eternal life, which is the only way. Our earthly desires are in conflict with Jesus' holy desires. If we are not sold out to Jesus, we will deny him at that crucial moment, at some point. After 3 denials, the rooster crowed, just as Jesus foretold, and Peter wept. All these things fulfilled the scriptures. It was not a tragedy that happened, because Peter wept tears of repentance. He saw his sin, because Jesus warned him beforehand what would happen. He would accept Jesus' grace and be strengthened in that grace, and later he would go back to strengthen his brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is in contrast to Judas' tears of regret that only led to his suicide. Lord Jesus, you are the Christ, our Savior, coming again, one day in glory. Thank you for giving your life willingly so we can be saved. Help us to follow you. One word, Jesus Christ will come again in glory. May God bless you.